Here it is!
From deep inside your radio.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. Tis the season to be jolly, and there's no rest for the wicked.
Good point, Ozzy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's my birthday. Inaccurately reported by the Associated Press is 2 days ago. Don't rush me, thank you. And I'm on my way to Seattle, Washington, where it's, yes, it's cold and rainy, and it's fun to fly this time of year, too. It took, after baggage was retrieved, 45 minutes to get out of L.A. airport, just to get out of the airport earlier this week. So this is a recorded version of the now ultra-traditional Christmas broadcast of this program. And I feel oddly vindicated this week because it took researchers at Harvard, of all places, to say, no, none of the stuff that the TSA puts us through at airports has anything to do with security. However, they desisted from calling it what it is, bad theater, bad security theater. But nonetheless, just know when you're taking off your shoes and buying the 3-ounce containers, which has got to be good for the environment, that it's all just to show you and your fellow passengers, hey, it's cool, we're flying. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. And you're enjoying the Christmas edition of Hello, Welcome to the Show.
Getting chipped. Oh, the night Santa went crazy.
from the edge of America, from the home of the homeless. I'm Harry Shearer, welcoming you to this edition of the show. It's the holiday special. Sure, it's in quotes. We're on strike. And on my way up to Seattle today, where this broadcast is no longer heard, pointed that out last week, didn't I? For the purpose of doing the final edition this year of the holiday musicale sing-along type deal that my wife and I have been holding in various cities. Mentioned last week what a wonderful time we had in Los Angeles and New Orleans with that show. And so today you're hearing some of the performers that we've featured in those performances, along with some of the traditional holiday offerings on this broadcast. So enjoy.
I don't want nothing for Christmas. I've got plenty of stuff. I haven't got room for the things I own. Made up my mind, enough's enough. I have over 3,000 records. My books alone would fill a moving van. So I don't want nothing for Christmas. I hope you'll understand. I don't want nothing for Christmas. I've got too many clothes. 25 sweaters and 30 ties. 40 shirts, don't need no more of those. I can't think of any good reason. I'd want more videos and DVDs. I don't want nothing for Christmas. Heed my wishes, please. Take the money you'd spend on a present for me and buy a beggar a meal, one he'll appreciate. Or you can stop by the house for a hug and a kiss. That would be great. Tidings for Christmas, nothing material, please. I'm more than happy with what I've got. I'm feeling good, my mind's at ease. We've all become too greedy. I don't care what our TVs say. Just spread your love to the needy. To have a great Christmas day. To have a great Christmas day.
Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and this we can't forget. Paul was Saul before he was Paul, and the Last Supper was a Seder. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and all his disciples were too. So all you Christians remember, your Lord was a Jew.
Santa's helpers in the mall, new graffiti on the wall. We're victimized by urban sprawl. It's Christmas in L.A. See the mansions of the stars. Valet elves are parking cars. Reindeer strippers in the bars. Christmas in L.A. I dream of trees and ornaments and the crackling Yule log. The lights are twinkling 'cause they're shining through a killer smog. Those who can have hit the slopes after office party gropes, leaving us with only hopes. It's Christmas in L.A. Padding out expense accounts, silicone with extra bounce. Buy a pound and get an ounce. It's Christmas in L.A. When I fly down from San Francisco, I hear music in the air. A million car alarms are caroling. No one seems to care. With a grain of salt, they've unfrozen Uncle Walt. Don't know if it's Goofy's fault. It's Christmas in L.A. Snowballs made of styrofoam, plastic trees in every home. All the kids are home alone. It's Christmas in L.A. It's Christmas in L.A. It's Christmas in L.A.
Yeah, well, it's a little stereotypical because this is the one time of the year when there isn't killer smog. Yeah, they killer smog. It's a little out of date. But anyway, if you want more factual references in your Christmas songs, may I offer you this?
We swore in Karzai and we swore off Rabbani. For one day, maybe it's okay to be Afghani. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. It's the only place to hang anything there. The gift has been given, the Taliban beaten. No reindeer will visit. They know they'll be eaten. Only Wayne Newton would come this far. 'Cause it's Christmas in Kandahar. We fought side by side with Uzbeki and Tucker. We've shaved off the beard and thrown off the burqa. It's still a surprise when we look in the mirror and see standing behind us Geraldo Rivera. Santa's crossed off his list the land where we dwell. We've been naughty this year, and Muslim as well. Drew Carey went by in an army car. Must be Christmas in Kandahar. We've mastered the problem of trimming the tree. We've covered it with a fine coat of explosive debris. There's no way to drive and no way to call. There's no stuff in the stores. There aren't any stores. And there isn't a mall. There's no Cathy Lee and no Charlie Brown. Just a couple of thousand Marines out on the town. Ramadan this year was strictly subpar. Now it's Christmas in Kandahar.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a Le Show Christmas tradition that is as old as pathos itself.
Hello, this is Jimmy Sheldon with holiday greetings from Oberlin Records. Here it is, almost Christmas already, and very soon we'll be starting a new year. We thought it would be interesting to use this little disc to wish you a happy holiday season. On the other side, you heard Elisa Martini sing The Promise of Ruth. That's one martini that we heartily recommend for the holiday season, and certainly one that you won't be able to get too much of. We're sure of that. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for your kind attention to and interest in Oberlin Records. In fact, that's one of the most important things that we want to talk to you about on this little disc. So many of you nice people who have added the Nocturne, that is the Nob Hill Nocturne, to your record collections have expressed a desire and a wish that there was some way that you could get it to the right people and focus more attention on it. Well, this Christmas, we want to make it possible for many of you to do just this. Since Oberlin is not one of the big record giants in the industry, the success of our albums and other records is dependent upon your active, enthusiastic support. In the near future, of course, we hope to be joining that illustrious group of major labels, but for now we rely on personal contact for promotion and exposure of our products. Wherever it is heard, the Nob Hill Nocturne is received with great enthusiasm. Our problem is getting it heard more exposure. So we turn to you, our friends, who have included the Nocturne in your record collections, for help along these lines. We have made a special Christmas price list, which is included in this little package, and we hope that you will find the Nob Hill Nocturne album the ideal answer to some of your Christmas shopping problems. Some of you nice people have shopping problems as far as gifts for your employees or other group Christmas gifts, and we feel this album is the ideal answer to those problems. Everybody loves good music. And I would like to say that if you find the Nob Hill Nocturne album the answer to your Christmas problems, let me assure you that it will also be the answer to some of our problems here at Oberlin Records. Oberlin has great plans for the future. We have high hopes of presenting some wonderful new stars that have expressed a desire to be heard through Oberlin Records. Wonderful talents like Elisa Martini, who you just heard on the other side of the record, Tanya Marie, Craig Adams, Johnny It's in the Book Stanley, Jan McClung, and many others have expressed a desire to be a part of the Oberlin Record family. As for my own works, we have slated for early 63 release the Bel Air Concerto, which has been partially recorded. And then the Diaphanous Rhapsody, the First Lady Waltz, and many others. Many exciting musical events ahead in Overland Records plans. You can help hasten these plans and dreams by spreading the Overland musical message over land, over the seas, and in the air, as the saying goes. We hope that you have a happy holiday season. God bless you. We can't thank you enough for your interest in our efforts. And we hope that you'll be hearing great things from Overland Records in the months ahead. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Why, you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot.
And they are mild, 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 mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys. Show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers. Boy, don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
At that time, Stan Freberg, whose record that was, had a number of hit parody recordings. He was sort of the Weird Al of his day. Hit songs were played on the radio all the time. That was banned from most commercial radio stations. I can't imagine why. Tom Lehrer, who was never played on the radio, he was an underground sensation in his day, produced this, which didn't have to be banned because there was no possibility of playing it in the first place. Hello, you're listening to the show.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306 a tea of four. Relations, sparing no expense'll send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Hello, this is Derek Smalls of Spinal Tap. I'm not here to talk about certain people getting that which I've never gotten, a Grammy nomination. I'm here to talk about a song I helped to compose some time back for my sometime band, Spinal Tap. And it came about because of two things. A, because there's so many Christmas songs that talk about Santa and his elves and so forth, and we know about them and what they do at this time of year. We don't really know what Christmas is like for the supreme evil one. And so this was a song that was designed to fill that much needed void. And secondly, if you think about it, Santa is a polygram for Satan. Enough said.
The elves are dressed in leather and the angels are in shade. bells'll be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing Silent Night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas, come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, when it's Christmas time, my dear, the time of year, be with the one you love. Won't you tell me you never move on? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again. Sorrow, no grieving pain, 'cause I'll be happy Christmas once again.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something fruity for Donny, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find, the
know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, that soul brother needs so. Santa Claus, tell him James Brown said you.
Oh, my father's voice was a very special thing. And when I went to sleep, I knew I'd wake to hear him sing. And every morning when he'd warm up, there was hope that it would bring. In the joy in his face when he reached that hallowed place, and I made my choice, I chose my father's voice. My father's voice was a very special thing. And in our house of mirrors, there was safety it would bring. And in the clouds above my bedroom, they would part and show me spring. And my pride reached its fill, and my sadness lost its will. And I had no choice but to choose my father's voice. Oh, my father's voice is still a very special thing. Yet he doesn't seem to understand the pleasure that it brings. To all my friends who love him when he sings old Christmas hymns. And I'm proud and I'm pleased that through him they must see me. I'm the acorn, he's the oak, heart-strung girl, heartfelt bloke. Oh, I have no choice, I am my father's boy.
No, I haven't put you on RoboPlay. I'm still here. This is Harry Shearer with the holiday special edition of the show. Next week, of course, The Year in Rebuke, Part 2. Meanwhile, a couple of Christmas carols. No, wait. You probably have never heard these before. I never heard them before a friend of mine introduced me to them and made me sing them on the stage of Disney Concert Hall 2 years ago with some friends. And they're pretty amazing.
Night Bethlehem on a wintry night, Noel, Noel.
it's a lovely sight when angel hosts in vesture bright burst forth from heaven's lofty height and sang Noel, Noel, and sang Noel, Noel. Peace and goodwill the Christ child brings, Noel, 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 and saves all men from evil things. For he of whom the angel sings is Lord of lords and King of kings. Then sing Noel, Noel, then sing Noel, Noel. So Christian folk put fear aside, Noel, 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 and spread the gospel far and wide. Let joy be great at Christmastide, and God in Christ be magnified. Then sing Noel, Noel, then sing Noel, Noel. Jesu.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to conclude this very special, of course, they're all very special broadcasts, but this is a very special, special broadcast because, as I say, we're on strike. This is a holiday tune that basically is was written for and is dedicated to the people of New Orleans, where, as you may know, spend a good deal.